You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Hello, dear listeners. We are Mary Angela and Nick.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. As always, we are very happy that you were able to join us for our program.
Yes, to all the listeners near and far, new friends, old friends, family and friends, and especially all our good friends at All Saints Parish. So we ask you, as usual, to get ready, have a seat, sit somewhere comfortable,
have in a comfortable position.
Yeah, have a candle, put on the fireplace channel, but more important, have something holy in front of you, like a crucifix, picture of the Sacred Heart, the statue of the Virgin Mary, or even just hold a rosary.
So let's begin in prayer.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So the intentions for this program, we pray for Pope Francis's holy intentions for this month of July, which is for a Eucharistic life. We pray that Catholics may place the celebration of the Eucharist at the heart of their lives, transforming human relationships in a very deep way and opening to the encounter with God and all their brothers and sisters.
We continue to pray for all those who are sick and suffering. We pray for those who have also passed away. We pray for world peace, and we pray for those who are seeking a direction in their life, and those who are trying to decide on what is their life vocation.
So prayer for guidance. Heavenly Father, thank you for your guidance. Forgive me for getting ahead of your plans, and help me know when to stop and listen to your direction. Your ways are perfect, Lord. Thank you for offering gentle grace. Amen.
Amen.
So the topic for our program in July is decision-making and guidance. It's deciding on one's vocation in life. In other words, it's all about discernment.
Yeah, discernment.
So we're going to talk a bit about, or a lot about, how to make important decisions in life. What are important life decisions? It could be, you know, maybe making a change in your career path. It could be discerning, if you are ready to get married, if marriage is a right path. And we're going to look at how to seek God's help and guidance in making the right decision in life.
Yeah, and discernment means the ability to simply judge well, to look deep into your soul and to judge well. So,
and it's all about letting go and letting God in, right? Yeah, that's what the show's about.
Yeah, and simply put, so that's all. If you just turn off the show and that's what you got, well, you got everything in a nutshell.
There you go.
You know, we are here to offer suggestions, thoughts, reflections.
Prayers.
We're here to open the door. So we only have an hour, so there's only so much to say. So we hope to light that spark inside. Maybe share a thought that you never thought about. Open a door, a window to the heart, your mind, or your soul.
And hopefully all these suggestions will help you lead into that right direction of, you know, making that right decision.
So, Marriage, I have a question. What is my purpose in life?
How about a life of purpose?
Very good answer. I like that. So we start with a little story. There was a person who was very adamant that they needed to know or close something in their old job. They needed to move on. They just were stuck. They were, couldn't do anything. So they went to church, and a friend of them saw them praying so deep. And they said, friend, what's going on? I says, I have a big problem in my life. Nothing's happening and I need closure. I need closure. The friend simply said, look to Jesus and look for clarity.
Yeah. Okay. You don't necessarily need closure. You just need clarity.
So a better vision.
So
a big thing is to breathe. And just like Jesus did in the upper room when he said to his disciples, shalom, and he breathed the Holy Spirit.
So, yeah, and the Holy Spirit can help us with this guidance and, you know, making those right decisions, right? And bring us that peace, right?
Yeah, so that's a first start.
Yeah.
Not just for discernment, but starting your day when you have a problem or if you're feeling anxious, we start with breathing in.
And trust in the Lord.
Yeah, breathe in the Holy Spirit and trust. So true.
Yeah. And so there's three paths that one can take in life. There's the religious path. You know, and discernment often we think of when we're discerning is, when we think of discernment is when we think of people who are discerning whether they should take the path of religious life, right? Becoming a nun or a priest, right?
Yeah.
But there's also the path that you could take is just being, remaining a single person or contemplating marriage. Maybe marriage is the right path you could take in life. So we're going to talk a bit about each of those pathways. But first, let's talk a bit more about what is discernment. So we may be at a point where I don't know what to do right now. Just point me in the right direction. If you can just do that, that would be really great. So how do you make decisions usually? Do you follow your head? Or your heart? Do you write down options or ask advice of others? These are some suggestions you can take, but how about divine guidance? That's available to us. As Christians, we believe that the Holy Spirit lives in our hearts, right? And the Holy Spirit is able to give us a sense of God's will for our own lives. Before he left this world to return to the Father, Jesus promised us the gift of the Spirit. So he told his disciples this. What did he tell us?
I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. The Spirit of truth, which the world cannot accept because it neither sees nor knows it. But you know it because it remains with you and will be in you. That's from the Gospel of John.
Yeah, so we often forget we need to turn to the Holy Spirit, right? In guiding us and making, you know, leading us to where the right path is. And so the Holy Spirit leads us into the truth and helps us discover and walk God's path in our lives. But the Holy Spirit isn't the only voice that seeks to guide us in life. So what are other voices that influence our decisions?
So the decision-making process, often called, as Mariangela said, discernment, can be complicated by our lack of self-knowledge, lack of inner freedom, and desire to manipulate God into saying yes to what we want. You know, sometimes we want to be put at the center. So yet, with the Holy Spirit on our side and a willingness to learn, we'll begin to recognize and discern the voice of God. And the best way to start, as we mentioned, first is to breathe. And the second one is to be in silence.
So let's look at some guidelines that can help us grow in our ability to perceive and discern God's will. And we can turn to and look to St. Ignatius of Loyola, who offers some of his spiritual exercises. Oh, I should give a shout out to our good friend Sylvia, who gave us some of this. It's called Journey of Faith, and that's where we're getting much of our information here.
Yeah.
It's from... What press was it? Ligurian Press,
yeah.
Right? Liguri.
Publications. Yes, it's funny you say that because in doing this show, we didn't know what to do. We couldn't decide and we discerned. And then we had too much. And then Sylvia gave us this beautiful material, and it just
flows.
We just let
better.
The Holy Spirit do its wonderful works.
Yes. So let's begin with these seven steps of discernment. And so the first step, and these are guidelines, as we said, from St. Ignatius of Loyola. The first is to determine what is the question. And we have to clearly state what the question is. So, and that'll help us decide by clearly stating what the question is. And throughout this process, we ask God to reveal his truth and give us the inner freedom to carry it out. And the second step is gathering some information so we can reflect on the advantages and disadvantages. Let's write down the pros and the cons.
Yeah, I find that very helpful is to just write it down. Just don't think it.
Yeah.
Write it down. Put it on a piece of paper, like in goal setting. That's unless you write it down, then it won't be concrete. It really gets the ideas out.
Yeah. And when we consider how each of the alternative fits into the advantages, disadvantages, pros and cons, we have to also see how it fits into the rhythm of our lives, right? And we can and identify also some potential obstacles that occur. Is it preventing us from hearing God's word and doing it? To what extent is it that I'm attached to an alternative? Maybe there's something that I'm hoping God leads me to, right? And how free am I to embrace some other direction, right? To go some other way.
So the third is pray about the options. The heart of Christian discernment is the act of bringing the available options to prayer and seeing which option gives us the greatest sense of God's presence, peace, and joy. As we pray, we consider if we want one option more than the other. If we do, we ask, how willing am I to let go of that option if it seems God calling me in another direction?
Yeah, sometimes we just have to let it go, right?
Yeah, and we're holding on. Yeah, holding on so hard. You know, that so that true freedom means that we're detached enough from every available option to be free to walk down any path God calls us to walk.
And we have to pray for that inner freedom, right? The grace of that inner freedom to do that. And we also, the next step is also to think about making a decision, right? We go to the option that gives us the most peace in prayer. If we experience no real peace about the options, we may either postpone the decision or choose the least troublesome option.
Yeah, I like that quote. God answers prayers. Yes, no, and wait.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe or wait.
Wait.
Right?
So
we just have to be patient.
And we must always continue to pray and pray and pray until we decide whatever it is, that whatever option brings us the most peace, right? That's the option we go to with.
So the fifth point is live with the decision. Once we come to a decision, it's good to live with it. There's no such thing as a good or bad decision. It's you're making your best decision.
Yeah, and live with it for a while before you act on it, right?
Yeah, and never make a decision when you're emotional.
Yeah, not when you're and don't make it be impulsive, right?
Yeah, or in desolation, as St. Ignatius says. We ask the Holy Spirit to give us the power and courage to act on what we believe to be God's will for our life.
Mm-hmm. And the sixth step is to act on the decision. So now we act on it. And this can be the most difficult part, right? Because it involves giving up something that we're still quite attached to, right? But so we have to ask the Holy Spirit to give us the courage to act on it. And finally, the last step is to seek confirmation of the decision.
If the choice we make bears good fruit, we can be sure we acted in accord with God's will. Discernment is an art learned through trial and error and many prayer.
Yes.
God doesn't demand that we always discern perfectly. He asks that we seek his will and act on what we discern.
That's right, right? And in the end, whatever it is that brings you peace, right? That's the whole thing.
So we have some words and phrases for discernment, making decision, and new beginnings in our life. So we start with, are you ready for change? Live your best life. It is a
process. It brings, we must have patience, right? Humility and contentment.
Through this whole process, it is, I guess, our formation as mm-hmm. we come deeper, as deeper Christians. And in the end, it's all about salvation. So if we put God at the center doing his will, hopefully we can make it to the heaven's gate. We will speak many this word discernment, transformation.
It's another word is vocation. Decision-making process has to lead you to clarity, vision. It's in certain stages in life. It's all about decision-making.
And I like this phrase, it's time to make that decision. Our favorite one, as mentioned, is to let go.
And let God.
And Jesus said, come follow me.
And it's also, you know, we have to also pay attention to enjoying the ride, yeah. that journey yeah. to the destination.
Yeah.
Right?
So if we miss the journey.
Yeah, it has to bring a bit of joy in your life.
We may
too.
Miss, we're so busy in the journey, we don't even hit the destination.
That's
so
right.
Enjoy the journey, right? So those are just a few words and phrases we wanted to share.
So we also found this write-up. It was back in 2019, and it was, talks about discovering the path of your life. And it's based on Pope Francis wrote the Christi Vivit, Christ Lives. And it's a document, and it's his apostolic exhortation. And he says in it that what a vocation is, you know, we tend to think of vocation as seeing it as a reference to priesthood or religious life, right? But we have to move away from that to seeing it as only that.
Really,
it's about practical ways that a person is to discern his or her vocation, you know, like the three different paths, yeah. not only the religious life, right?
I just wanted to add to what you're saying, Maranja, and you're never too old to change your thoughts, your visions, your vocations, and your discernment. It's what keeps us young and keeps us going. And that's how the Lord keeps us fresh.
Right, right. And so Pope Francis says in the document is that a Christian's first vocation really is a call to friendship with Jesus. That should be number one in our lives, no matter what path we take. Have a relationship with Jesus, a friendship with him. And closely related to that is a call to serve others. So we always have to be thinking about serving others, right? The servant leadership, right?
Yeah. Our own personal vocation does not consist only in the works you do, though this is an expression of it, the Pope said. Your vocation is something more. It is a path guiding your many efforts and actions towards, here it is, service of others. Finding one's vocation has nothing to do with the inventing ourselves or creating ourselves out of nothing. It has to do with finding our true self in the light of God and letting our lives flourish and bear fruit.
Yeah, and it's finding that joy along the way, right? And so God's personalized gift of vocation will bring you more joy and excitement than anything else that in this world.
Just like our show is called,
yeah.
Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy.
And not because that gift will be rare or extraordinary, but because it will perfectly fit us, right? That's what we're trying to find, that perfect fit in our entire life. So following a vocation, the Pope continues to say that it's a very personal decision that others cannot make for us, right? We need to make it ourselves. And it requires some solitude and some silence. And that's why maybe it's a time to go on to retreat to find that silence.
Do what Jesus did.
Hearing the voice of God. Right?
We follow his path where he retreated to the wilderness and the mountains and he prayed. And he prayed. Ultimately, when we make a decision, the best decision is when we're at peace with ourselves.
And in that solitude and silence, we should be asking ourselves, do I know what brings joy to my heart or sorrow? And what are my strengths and weaknesses? How can I serve people better and prove the most helpful to the world and to the church? What is my real place in this world? What can I offer society? So these are some questions we should be asking ourselves, right? To help us lead us to the right direction and path. And while he also goes on to say, while most young people will marry, he also says that Catholics must believe that God continues to call men to the priesthood and men and women to religious life. So, you know, we'll always have, you know, sometimes, what is it? Maybe it may not be plentiful, the
harvest.
The harvest, but the call will always be there. So that's it about it that he says in the article.
So now that we discern, it's not an easy process, but in that process, we can get emotional. So we will say what not to be, and then we will give the answer. So in this process, do not break down.
But break through to new opportunities. Do not be scared.
But be prepared for the new start.
Be not stressed.
We suggest you be super.
Be not entitled.
We suggest you be enthusiastic, filled with the Holy Spirit.
And sometimes we are very anxious, so be not anxious.
I think we should be awesome. We should sometimes we have many regrets.
But instead, let's be remarkable.
Sometimes we feel stuck. We should feel
very rooted.
In the process, we can be terrified. We should be
tremendous.
And this is the favorite. Sometimes we can be vague or we are very vulnerable, but we should be
victorious.
Yes, so good.
Absolutely victorious.
So a prayer for wisdom. As we begin to take steps towards your purpose, we ask that you give us, dear Lord Jesus, wisdom. As your word promises us, we ask in faith that you will give us wisdom in every small and large decision as we step into our purpose.
We thank you that we don't have to rely on our own understanding, as we know that your wisdom will guide us to our exact purpose. Thank you that we come to the throne and ask anything. We ask for your guidance, and we thank you for the gift of the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Prayer for direction. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we pray, please guide our steps. Simple as that.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to have a little bit of fun. As we were discerning and walking and praying, how we're going to, you know, add to the show, I said, let's add some songs. And this song came, we're going to say a bunch of songs. You can figure out who the artists are, but these are songs that are related to
decision making
and our journey in life. So the first one, every day is a winding road. I want to get closer to Jesus. Another one is,
should I stay or should I go?
Interesting. This one is, still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Well, so, let's not look too long.
Yeah. And here's one, a favorite is, Let It Be.
Yeah, the Beatles, right?
And, you know, point is, let's accept our decision. There's a song I like, Time from Pink Floyd. And one phrase really moved me, and many of their songs did, but this one phrase goes, and one day you will find 10 years have gotten behind. No one told you when to run. you missed the starting gun.
So let's not procrastinate, in other words, right?
Yeah.
And not waste time.
This is one of our favorites.
Yeah. Journey, I believe it is, right?
Yeah.
Don't stop believing.
Hold on to that dream. Now, this is a classic. Hey now. Hey now.
Don't dream, it's over.
Yeah. Let's start new. And when we do get that job, as my favorite band, Led Zeppelin, we will be dancing like fools in the rain because of the inner freedom and just being, you know, at peace. Mm-hmm. Another good one is closing time. Every new beginning comes from some
other
beginnings end.
Right.
So something ends, door closes, a door opens.
Yeah.
And this is one of our favorites, and we use it at the end of our marriage preparation class.
Hope you had the time of your life.
And with that, we hope that brought a smile to you. And speaking of songs, we're going to take a short musical break and we'll be back with more words on discernment and decision making.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Oh, precious did that grace appear I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. Grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me grace, how sweet the
Are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
Welcome back, dear listeners, sisters and brothers in Jesus. So sometimes what stops us going forward is the past disappointments, and here's a prayer for that. Oh, Lord Jesus, there are decisions I've made in the past that have left me hurt, broken, and insecure. Now I have to make another decision, but the past keeps flooding my heart, and it is making me second-guess myself. Lord Jesus, take control of my mind, heart, and help me to focus on your leading me past these failures.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's now look at some other options in discernment and making inspired choices. Sometimes we just need to do it. Just do it, right? And other things that we can do is talk to someone that you respect, right?
Yeah, in private.
Find that trustworthy friend.
Yeah, a mentor.
To talk it out with.
A spiritual guide. A big brother, a big sister, a little brother, a little sister, someone that you can confide in.
Right.
Right. Start with what you know. Here's another one. Tell God what it is that you desire and what you fear.
Yeah. And sometimes the fear that blocks you, right?
Yeah. And this is when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Mm-hmm. And he said, not my will, but thine. Be done.
Yeah.
Right. And we always say, what would Jesus do? Well, just look at the way Jesus, because this whole show is about Jesus, following him, following his path, and just see how he made decisions, how he answered people, and he kept his cool, especially in how many times he was persecuted.
Yeah. And you have to just be honest and just really lay it out there in front of God, right?
You know, and
and as much as we tell God, we also must let God speak to us.
Yes,
right?
And that happens in the silence. And
right.
That's, I think the voice of God, you know, the voice of God is in silence. The voice of God is in people that you know. He speaks through other people to get to you.
It's
not
right.
Like you're not going to have this major apparition or an aha moment. If you do, God bless you. But,
and when he's speaking to you, think of what feelings are you going through? Is it bringing you love, joy, peace?
Yeah. And and that's one of the greatest prayers is the prayer of listening, letting God in.
That's right.
Another point is that know that God has a plan for you.
So we have to really trust in him, right? Yeah.
But the big issue or factor is now that we're in such a busy society with social media, things are moving all the time. You know, the stillness and silence, it's there. Mm-hmm. We just have to choose it more often.
Mm-hmm. We have to pray to do God's will. And sometimes that's really difficult to do. But hopefully, you know, we have to pray to the Holy Spirit to give us that courage, right? To, as we said before, to take that action and to do his will.
And we check out the fruits because discernment is an ongoing process. So after make a decision prayerfully, evaluate it. And it's not just about a decision. As Father Gallagher, I suggest he's fantastic.
Look him up.
Yeah, look him up. And he has so many wonderful talks on discernment. And he says it's not about just that one decision. It's about living it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't go any further without talking about someone very important in the discernment process is Saint Ignatius of Loyola.
Yeah, we touched on him a little bit before, but these are some attitudes or qualities required for an authentic discernment process.
And as mentioned, we only have an hour together.
Yes, it's hard. Yeah. You can't fit it all in.
If you want to maybe listen to the show again, we're on every Thursday at 9 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. And maybe this, if you hear it again, there's another word, phrase, or something that'll
jump out at you,
and your whole awareness will change. So the first one he suggests to us is to have
an openness, right? Being opened. So approach the decision, whatever question, decision we have in question, with an open mind and an open heart. So, and we cannot find God's will if we enter into the decision-making process with any preconceived outcome based on our own self-will and biases. So let's be open to other possibilities, not our just our own possibilities, right?
Openness, yes.
And secondly,
is generosity. To enter into a decision-making process with such openness requires a generous spirit with which we, with a largeness of heart, put no conditions on what God might call us to do.
We also often need courage, right, to take that step and action in the making that decision. So openness and generosity requires courage, for God might be asking something difficult, challenging, and very risky for us. So it takes courage to give up control and trusting in God that he's leading us in the right direction, right?
Yeah, an important thing for the courage, like you mentioned, Miranda, just do it, show up. That's so important. The next one is interior freedom. To make such a prayerful, generous, courageous decision requires interior freedom. And now, here's the big part. A habit of prayerful reflections on one experience. We suggest you do the examination of conscience. There's two ways to do it. The simple one is, what did I do yesterday? What am I doing today? And what am I doing tomorrow?
Right.
That's the shorter version.
Very simple.
One that's a little bit more in depth, looking at yourself, are these steps we will share with you now. And you can do it. It takes 5-10 minutes, mm-hmm. be it morning or night. So the first thing we do, Mary Angela,
is we begin the examine with an awareness of God's presence with us and ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit to prayerfully reflect on our day. Next, we reflect on our day and ask ourselves how God has been present in the events and encounters of our day and in the feelings we experience that day. We then look at how Christ has called us through these experiences, as well as how we responded.
Another helpful method for the examine is to look at what we are, here's the big one, grateful for, and what has given us life this day. And then look, on the other hand, at what we are not so grateful for, and what has drained life from us. So it's awareness of the things that
they're good and the bad of the day, right?
Drive us to consolation or those that bring us to desolation.
Mm-hmm.
A simplified form of the examine I often use is simply to ask yourself, where have I experienced God in the past day? We say, what are those God moments?
God moments, yeah.
And how have I responded?
Next, we thank God for the blessings of the day. And we also beg God's forgiveness for any failures to respond well to his calls on that day. And finally, we end the day by asking God's help to respond generously to Christ's call to us during the upcoming day, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
This is something we try and do at night, mm-hmm. like after a long day, or you could do it in the morning, whatever works for you. As long as we have an openness to practice this, the examination of conscience. So it's looking deeper at ourselves to go deeper into our spiritual life with Jesus at the center.
Yeah.
Another point we like to St. Ignatius makes is
Having one's priorities straight. So if serving God, our Creator and Lord, is the ultimate goal of our lives, then everything else in our lives must be kept in the subordinate position of a means to that end. This means that things such as opportunities, experiences, and relationships are to be valued and chosen only insofar as they contribute to our ultimate goal in life, and rejected insofar as that deter us from that goal.
And because this is Radio Maria and this is a spiritual show, I would tend to think that most of us are not ambitious.
Right.
We want to climb that corporate ladder.
Yeah. Are we always looking for those opportunities?
Yeah.
No, we shouldn't necessarily.
Some may, and some may want to go a different direction. Yeah. But because we like to say, you know, like, enjoy the journey and keeping Jesus on this journey. And that will help in your business life 100%. In making those goals and discerning which direction am I going in life? Is it religious, priest, nun? Is it married or is it single?
Yeah. And as we mentioned earlier at the beginning, it's also about our calls are to look for a friendship with God, right? Have that relationship with Jesus. And also looking at serving others, right? Not having, you know, necessarily all those opportunities to like for ourselves, right? And bring, you know, bring our ego up, but it's about serving others.
Yeah, that's so true, because what did Jesus come here? He came not to be served, but to serve,
right?
And we always say, you know, follow his path, what he did, just follow what he did. Mm-hmm. And that'll be the path of trueness, peace, and joy.
Exactly. It brings us joy.
So right now we're going to talk about some of the things that block us. We'll simply say the one thing that blocks us, and we'll say a prayer to remedy that. So sometimes in decision-making, we're in a panic.
And the prayer is to overcome the panic is, Heavenly Father, remove anything in me that will cause me to make rash decisions. Give me the patience to handle big and small decisions in different areas of my life. Fill me with divine strength that I may always follow your leading. Amen.
Amen. So another thing that blocks our decision-making is
fear, especially fear of change.
So a prayer we have is, Dear Lord, my heart is full of anxiety and I don't know how to go about this issue. The decision I make today is going to affect my family and friends. I am scared of failing and shaming my loved ones. But your words say that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind. Let your word come alive in me and let me be filled with love, the power of love, so that I can make bold decisions.
Amen.
Amen.
Another thing that may block us is the lack of sleep.
And a simple prayer is, Lord, I ask you for a restful night of sleep.
Next is an ability to address priorities, an inability, that is.
And the discernment prayer for that is,
Lord of heaven and earth, so many things await me once I take this step, but I cannot make the decision without you. You are the only one who knows how this decision will affect me. I come to you today asking you to help me make sound decisions. Lord, help me to be a better judge in every situation that I face. Open my spiritual eyes so that I can see who and what I am dealing with. Amen.
Amen. Another issue is anxiety.
God, our Father, I am about to make a huge decision in my life, but I don't know how to go about it. Calm my fears and anxieties. God, our Father, I come to you today to ask you for wisdom. Lead me in the way that I should go, that I may be able to bring glory to your holy name. Amen.
Amen. And then we have, and this word is the acceptance of fear. Can we, you know, we lean towards fear, but we should be doing what, Mary Angela?
this prayer. Loving Father, only you know my end from beginning. Nothing I do or say catches you by surprise. You know what is in my heart, good or bad. Everyone around me is choosing to do things their way, and it is very tempting for me to do so. Two, but God, our Father, I want your will to be done in my life. It is not your will for me to take this path. Then, Father, give me the divine strength to accept and follow your lead. May every decision I make be pleasing to you. Amen.
Amen.
Another thing that may block us is the fear of failure.
And we pray, Lord Jesus, your peace is that we seek the Lord. Beyond all understanding, we need your peace and grace. We come to you today with thanksgiving in our hearts, with gratefulness and shouts of praise. We lay our request before you and wait for your complete and perfect peace to wash over us. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
So other things that we need to watch out for are the sense of entitlement, expectation, and procrastination. And we say, Lord Jesus, guide us in that right path.
Amen.
We trust.
Keep it serious. So yeah. Simple, right?
Yeah, we trust in you.
Amen.
So,
amen.
So some Bible verses we like to share with you are
from Proverbs. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails.
So your plans, our plans, may not be God's plans for us. Seek to understand that God is calling you to do and how to reach your goals. What is he putting in your heart? Take your goals to prayer and discern the will of God.
Another is from Romans. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Transform your mind to the will of God if we truly want to reach the goals God has for us. We need to, here's a big word, surrender and be obedient to him. We let go of our understanding, our own wishes, and we surrender. We become transformed by looking at ourselves through the lens of God. We find our faith in ourselves by having faith in God first. Oh, here's a nice one I like.
From Matthew, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened.
So ask God for help, assistance, turn to him. We face roadblocks along the way. The question is, do we stop there? There has to be a better way. Mm-hmm. We need to seek God throughout the entire process and ask for help. Ask him to show you how to overcome these obstacles. Take these challenges to prayer.
Yes, always to prayer. And then from Proverbs, we find trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him that he shall direct your paths. And here we trust in the Lord, not yourself. We all fail, we all stumble, and we must lean on Christ along the entire journey. We trust in him, God who strengthens us. And scripture teaches us through him, all things are possible. And we must always trust in the Lord.
From the Gospel of Matthew, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be given to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
So in other words, seek God first. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you in the direction of the Lord wants you to go. Remember the entire game, the ultimate goal. We have to reach that heaven, right?
Yeah, our salvation.
Yeah, our salvation. So our paths should be those that lead us to God.
And from the St. Paul to the Philippians is, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
So always evaluate the value of your goals. Are they noble? Will they glorify God? What you want to achieve, is it important? But more importantly, is understanding the way that you want to achieve these specific goals. So always be clear in the why when making your decisions, right? We'd like now like to share this prayer, a prayer to help discern your vocation. O Lord, grant me your divine light, that I may know the designs of your providence concerning me, and that, filled with a sincere desire of my soul's salvation, I may say with the young man in the gospel, what must I do to be saved? All states of life are before me, but still undecided what to do, I await your commands. I offer myself to you without restriction, without reserve, with a most complete submission. Speak, Lord, to my soul. Speak to me as you did with the soulful, youthful Samuel. Speak to me, Lord, for your servant is listening. I ask myself at your feet, and I am ready to do your will.
Wow.
Amen.
That's really nice. Yeah, it brings a whole new meaning just to show up. So, Marianja, where has the time gone?
I know. Where has it gone? My gosh, it just flew by.
So,
and you know, decision making, discernment is a hard thing to do. It's very difficult, but it ultimately flew by.
We have to make that decision and make the best decision, because a decision is better than no decision. Mm-hmm. So a quick summary of the evening is we spoke about discernment, the seven steps of discernment, discovering your path, be it single, married, or religious. The attitude of discernment, we spoke about St. Ignatius. He had met the seven steps. And
of his spiritual exercises, right?
Yeah. And the examination of conscience. Mm-hmm. We shared with you many prayers.
Yeah.
And some words.
We also talked about things that blocked us together with prayers.
Yeah. And words that we shared were breathe, silence,
clarity, awareness, gratitude, praying, examine, surrender,
an openness,
letting God.
Yeah, as simple as that.
Yes. And so now our closing prayer. We will trust you, Lord, for generous wisdom, straight paths, and peaceful hearts, all for your glory. How we praise you for being the decision-making God. It's not our decision, but yours that will make all the difference. We will plan, but we trust in you to order our steps. Amen.
Amen. So, dear sisters and brothers in Jesus, we thank you for being with us for this past hour. Mm-hmm. We say that we have a powerful song. So after this, please listen to it as we close.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And we hope we helped you to make those right decisions, important life decisions.
Yeah.
Right. And
just pray on it, stay open, be aware.
And ultimately, it's whatever brings you peace and joy.
That's it.
That's in a nutshell.
That's the key. The key thing is you have to be peace in your heart, mind, and soul. And so
thanks for joining us.
And with that, have a blessed day, a blessed evening, whatever time you're listening to this program. We're very grateful that, again, you were with us on this journey.
So we wish you a very good day and see you next month.
Take care and God bless.
Take care.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you.
And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.